Israel's democracy. He said, I don't like what they chose. I don't like Benjamin Netanyahu. I want Israel to have another choice. And so he called for the removal of Benjamin Netanyahu. I thought this is what the Democratic Party was screaming about in our country, about the Russians affecting our democracy. Or about Donald Trump affecting our democracy. Now it appears that Chuck Schumer makes the radical step to go publicly on the floor of the United States Senate and declare that Israel should remove Benjamin Netanyahu by calling for immediate elections to do Chuck Schumer's bidding. Do you think we might have an idea of where this program is going here today? I hope so. And I welcome you to Viewpoint. I'm Chuck Crismeyer. It's Conversation with Ever-Increasing Conviction, Talk That Transforms. And today we're looking at some very dramatic developments. It is indeed a dramatic development when Chuck Schumer went on, crossed the red line, many red lines, as they say, and called for the downfall, not the downfall, but actually the setting aside of Benjamin Netanyahu, who has been one of the strongest leaders that Israel ever had, protected them through many dangers, toils, and snares, and now this extreme danger that apparently was 19 to 20 times worse than what happened to the United States of America on 9/11, the destruction of somewhere between 12 and 1,400 Jewish people, babies, moms, dads, children, raped, dismembered, burned alive. The atrocity was so great. But Chuck Schumer apparently wants to draw some sort of an accommodation to the Palestinians now, even though there is no such official group, never has been. But he wants to call for a two-state solution and force the issue. And by doing that, in order to do that, he wants to call for immediate elections in Israel. So here we have the leader of the Senate on behalf of the Democrat Party. Notice the word Democrat related to the word Democratic. And he has such chutzpah. That means intense pride. That he believes that he has the right and the authority and the power to dictate the democratic future of Israel. This is the summation of all chutzpah. About the only way you could go further than that is to declare yourself Christ. And I don't think Chuck Schumer would ever find himself guilty of that. That is, declaring himself Christ, because he doesn't even believe in Christ. In fact, the only thing he believes in is himself and the Democrat Party and the power that he can maintain by attempting to coerce Israel through immense political pressure and all of the corresponding corollaries that go with it, like control of finances, control of military assistance, favor. All of these things now are held in Chuck Schumer's hands. This, my friends, is chutzpah beyond. It just is. At the same time, Benjamin Netanyahu is being made a pariah in Washington, D.C., our nation's capital. In other words, he's an outcast. He's being rendered persona non grata in Democrat circles in Washington, D.C., and around. So the tensions are soaring between Netanyahu and Biden. And they're threatening to reshape U.S.-Israel relations. But after Chuck Schumer's address, consider them reshaped. The Jerusalem Post has made clear. And that Joe Biden preceded an address by Chuck Schumer last week with an open mic disclosure that he didn't know the mic was on, in which he said to politicians that he wanted to have a come-to-Jesus meeting with Netanyahu, a come-to-Jesus meeting. Well, it's Benjamin, Mr. Biden that needs a come-to-Jesus moment. He doesn't seem to understand who he is. He believes in his Catholicism, but he doesn't believe in Jesus, or he would conform his word, will, and way to Jesus and to the God of the Bible, who said of the physical descendants of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, I will bless those that bless you, and I will curse those that curse you. It appears, therefore, that not only the Gentile Joe Biden, but the Jewish Chuck Schumer have now set the course for America's cursing. Was there anything about what was just said that you didn't understand? Was there any kind of shibboleth? Was there any kind of soft peddling? Was there something that was missing in what was said? I hope not. Because God was not mincing words when he said to Abraham, I will bless those that bless you, and I will curse those that curse you. And through you should all the families and the nations of the earth be blessed. But now all the nations of the earth are gathering themselves together against the Lord and against his anointed, that is Israel, and saying, let's tear their bands asunder. You can read about it in Psalm 2. Why do the people rage? The nations rage and the people imagine a vain and foolish thing. They are gathering together against the Lord and against his anointing, saying, let's tear their bands asunder. But God is going to have a very interesting response to that. He's going to laugh at them. And it says he's going to have them in derision. Derision. In other words, they're going to go crazy. And that's what's happening. The nations are going crazy over Israel. Envy will drive people crazy. It just will. It always has, and it always will. So I welcome you to Viewpoint. I'm Chuck Crismeyer. It's Conversation with Ever-Increasing Conviction, Talk That Transforms. We'll continue on today as we talk about what's happening there with the matter of the United States and Israel and where all of this is headed. I hope you'll stay tuned, friends. Remember, Viewpoint does determine destiny. Our viewpoints are not neutral.
Once upon a time, children could pray and read their Bibles in school. Divorces were practically unknown, as was child abuse. In our once great America, virginity and chastity were popular virtues, and homosexuality was an abomination.
So what happened in just one generation?
Hi, I'm Chuck Crismeyer, and I urge you to join me daily on Viewpoint, where we discuss the most challenging issues touching our hearts and homes. Could America's moral slide relate to the Fourth Commandment?
Listen to Viewpoint on this radio station or anytime at saveus.org.
Last Sunday, Joe Biden attacked Benjamin Netanyahu during an interview with MSNBC and said the Israeli prime minister is, quote, hurting Israel more than helping Israel. It is contrary to what Israel stands for, and I think it's a big mistake, unquote. Now, wait a minute. Who is Joe Biden to say that Benjamin Netanyahu is acting contrary to what Israel stands for, when Benjamin Netanyahu was elected by the Israeli people, even more accurately than Joe Biden was elected by the people of the United States? Benjamin Netanyahu has been a leader in Israel for decades. He has led Israel through some of its most difficult moments. And he also came through victoriously in the military as did his son. Who is Joe Biden to stand and think somehow that he has the authority or even the insight to be able to speak into Israel's future when Israel is merely seeking to defend itself against its age-old enemy, Hamas, that has dedicated itself by its own founding documents to the utter destruction of Israel? Where is it that Chuck Schumer and Joe Biden, as leading Democrats, have the temerity, in fact, the chutzpah, to believe that they can somehow make a public statement to the world and to Israel and to the American people that they know best for Israel amidst the attack by Hamas? Friends, this isn't about that at all. You know what this is really about? Power. That's what this is really about. It has nothing to do with the purity of democracy. It has nothing to do with the will of the people. It has to do with the will of Chuck Schumer and Joe Biden and the Democrat Party that want desperately to win the upcoming election in their horrible weakness and think that this is a way to do it. By pandering to their most serious left wing, if we use that term, what other term would we use? Radical folk on the political left, whatever term you want to use, who hate Israel. And they are putting the pressure on the Democrat-controlled White House and Senate to make nice to Hamas and get tougher with Israel. So this has absolutely nothing to do with democracy in Israel. It has everything to do with the perversion and distortion of democracy in America. Can you see? This is not just about chutzpah, friends. This is about deception. This is about the perversion of democracy and the democratic order of things. It appears that these folk are very desperate. And desperation will cause people to do a lot of things that they wouldn't otherwise do. It's desperation that has gripped Joe Biden. It's desperation that has gripped Chuck Schumer. It's desperation that has gripped the entire Democrat Party to do things and say things and make positions and so on that are dramatically contrary to the word, will, and ways of God, not even close, and cannot be justified in any way, shape, or form to conform thereto. Therefore, they have totally, intentionally alienated themselves from God and his blessings. Now, with the attack on Israel, this open, glaring attack on Israel, not militarily yet, but in terms of the spirit of cooperation and support, and actually calling for the complete breakdown of Israel's democratic order of things, to call for Israel itself to rise up in insurrection against their leader, Netanyahu. Did you hear what I just said? This is a call for insurrection in the name of democracy against a legitimately elected leader in Israel. I want you to think about that. We're looking at something here that is consistent with what the Bible tells us and has told us was going to happen in these latter days. Schumer says that Netanyahu is a major obstacle for peace. Therefore, Israel must hold elections. From whose viewpoint? Certainly not from the Jewish viewpoint, because they elected Netanyahu and he's still in office. They haven't removed him. They haven't impeached him. They tried to do the same thing that the Democrat Party tried to do, has been trying to do against Donald Trump through under color of law and lawsuits and so on, but they haven't been successful. And Mr. Netanyahu still holds the reins of authority and leadership, and rightly so, in Israel. Now, you can have your own ideas concerning the people who are losing their lives, unfortunately, in Israel's defense and war against Hamas. Nobody could be excited about that. But why is it that Mr. Schumer and Mr. Biden and the leaders of the EU, European Union, don't seem to have much remembrance about the horrific nature of that, that it was 19 to 20 times worse than the attack on, comparatively speaking, than the attack on the U.S. Trade Center and the Pentagon? By comparison, that's how horrific this was. An utter, total shaking of the Jewish people in Israel. So what is it about the massive numbers of Jewish people in America that have no spiritual direction whatsoever? Most of them are Reformed Jews or nothing at all. They are the supporters undergirding the Democrat Party, both financially and in terms of their votes. Chuck Schumer being the head of all of them. What is their attitude toward Israel? They don't have any support for Israel, and they don't care. They don't care because they have no allegiance to Israel or the homeland. And the reason they don't have any allegiance there is because they have no spiritual connection to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. That's the reason. I'm trying to lay it out here in simple terms so that we can understand what's going on behind the scenes. It's not just the actions that people take. It's what's driving those actions. You see, the words of our mouths are creative both for evil and for good. God, Jesus said, by your words you will be justified, and by your words you will be condemned. In the book of Proverbs, we're told over and over again about the power of our words, the power of our tongue, but also our thinking, as a man thinks in his heart, as a nation thinks, as a people think, as Democrat Party thinks, as the Republican Party thinks, as all groups of people think in their heart, so they are. And that's how they will act. That's what promotes what they do. So, is Benjamin Netanyahu the major obstacle to peace? Probably not. Maybe Chuck Schumer is the major obstacle to peace. Maybe it's the CIA or the U.S. State Department. Did you know that in 1948, just before a Democrat president, Harry S. Truman, had the, shall we say, the chutzpah in a positive way to overrule the vitriolic position against Israel from his own State Department, he determined, on behalf of the United States, to recognize Israel as a state. That was a Democrat. Against his own State Department that has always and historically been against Israel. Always. Even under Republican administrations. The world, my friends, has tremendous antipathy toward Israel and the Jewish people. Oh, they may cry and call about anti-Semitism here and there and whatever. They're using it for political power. They're using it for political persuasion. But they don't have any real interest there. Because if they did, they wouldn't be coming against Benjamin Netanyahu. They wouldn't be coming against Israel. They wouldn't be calling Israel to cease and desist its effort to protect itself and to cleanse Hamas from the Gaza Strip so that that whole area can live in peace. They wouldn't be doing that. But they are, because they have ulterior motives. What are those ulterior motives? We'll have to talk about that here on the program today, won't we? The ulterior motives. And it has a lot to do with the word envy. The Bible says, or asks the question, who can stand against envy? You know why the Bible asks that question? It's a rhetorical question to basically say nothing can stand against envy. Even God himself didn't stand against envy. How do we know that? Because Satan envied God in heaven. So great was his envy of God, he said, I will be like the Most High God. And I will ascend to the heights of the north. I'm going to rule and reign over this planet from the Temple Mount. Now, that's some kind of chutzpah, isn't it? Driven by envy. You think we might have to talk a little bit more about that? I think so. So I hope you'll stay tuned, friends. Now, I want to share just a little note that I received from one of our listeners. It came yesterday. This is from an 88-year-old lady, it says, from Northern California. She said, I was shocked to reach and be able to talk with Chuck directly. I was really blessed. My nephew Jeff and I never miss his programs. Jeff, my son, then sends them on to our friends and relatives, trying to be the best disciples we can here in California. God bless all the work you do. We're looking forward to our soon coming Savior, Jesus Christ. We will get to meet you then. Then, friends, we received a check. It wasn't a huge check, but we did receive a check for $250. Why? Because it was in support of the Persecution Project. What is that? Well, my new book, the 11th book. Today, I began writing the final chapter. It will go to several efforts at proofreading. Then it will go to typesetting. And all of the processes, the cover design, all of the processes from there. And our goal is to hopefully have it out by August. But because of the nature of this book, when persecution comes, preparing God's people for perilous times, you can understand why it doesn't raise a lot of money and why it might be very difficult now to get that kind of message out, which is desperately needed across our country to professing Christians who are radically unprepared for what is coming. So you can be a part of that. For $250, now we will provide 10 books when it comes out that you can distribute to friends and relatives and so on.
There is so much more about Chuck Crismeyer and Save America Ministries on our website, saveus.org. For example, under the marriage section, God has marriage on his mind. Chuck has some great resources to strengthen your marriage. First off, a fact sheet on the state of the marital union, a fact sheet on the state of ministry, marriage, and morals. SaveUS.org. Marriage, divorce, and remarriage. What does the Bible really teach about this? Find all of this at SaveUS.org. Also, A Letter to Pastors, The Hosea Project, SaveUS.org, and many more resources to strengthen your marriage. It's all on Chuck's website, SaveUS.org. Again, you can listen to Chuck's Viewpoint broadcast live and archived. Save America Ministries website at SaveUS.org.
Yesterday, Chuck Schumer, the head of the United States Senate on behalf of the Democrat Party, entered the annals of history's shame. So says the headline of Israel National News. Schumer entered the annals of shame. Shame on Senator Chuck Schumer, who slavishly supports and defends the blighted Democrat Party, a party riddled with anti-Semites. Israelis choose their leaders at the polls, not at the orders of Chuck Schumer. It seems like that kind of gets the message across, doesn't it? Israeli diplomats have responded to Schumer's remarks, denigrating Benjamin Netanyahu and calling for an immediate election there in Israel. It would be like Benjamin Netanyahu saying, you know, I don't much like Joe Biden and what he's doing and the actions of the Democrat Party. So he goes on the news and calls for the fall of Joe Biden and Chuck Schumer and says you must in America immediately have new elections because I want them. I don't like what you're doing. That's basically what Schumer did. Pretty amazing. Two current former ambassadors blasted Thursday's speech delivered by Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, with one saying the New York Democrat should be ashamed for calling for new elections in Israel to supplant Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu over his handling of the Gaza war. David Friedman, U.S. ambassador to Israel under then-President Donald Trump, who oversaw the move of the American embassy to Jerusalem in 2017, said he was disgusted by Schumer's speech. The current Israeli ambassador to the U.S., Michael Herzog, panned Schumer's speech as unhelpful and counterproductive. Schumer, the highest-ranking Jewish official in the U.S., said Netanyahu has lost his way and accused the prime minister of being too willing to tolerate the civilian toll in Gaza. Well, I think Mr. Schumer is too willing to tolerate the renegades in his own party who are driving the United States to destruction because of their dramatically anti-God, anti-Bible view of life. That's my viewpoint. But I'm waiting for elections. I'm not calling for an immediate election. Benjamin Netanyahu is not calling for an immediate election, even though he doesn't much like the likes of Mr. Schumer or Mr. Biden because of their chutzpah. Israel is a sovereign democracy, said Herzog. It's unhelpful to comment on the domestic policy scene of a democratic ally. Ambassador Friedman, though, wasn't so diplomatic. He said, I was just disgusted by this speech. The democratic elected leader of Israel is leading his nation in the defense of a barbaric foe, deploying a successful strategy that is broadly supported by the people of Israel, and the Senate Majority Leader publicly pushes for regime change in the middle of a war. He should be ashamed. And it's all about politics. Friedman said the two-state solution died on October 7th, 2023, but was buried by Chuck Schumer on March 14th, 2024. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell called Schumer's speech grotesque and unprecedented. It is grotesque and hypocritical for Americans who hyperventilate about interference in our own democracy to call for the removal of the democratically elected leader of Israel, said McConnell. And he's right. Well, the National Security Communications Advisor John Kirby for the Biden administration, however, said that Schumer feels strongly about this and gave the White House, that is Biden, advance notice of his speech. Which means Schumer was being used or allowed himself to be used as the hammer for Joe Biden to do what Joe Biden wanted to do, and that is call for a new election in Israel to get rid of Netanyahu. That's how these people work. Another writer from Israel National News, James Cooper, writes, "A strange astonishment in the eyes of the nations is Israel. Indeed, the world is watching, with all too many casual observers passing moral judgment over the nature and scope of Israel's military response to being attacked on October 7th. So great is this issue now, friends, that this article, this is so very unusual. This article is 25 pages long, printed out from Israel National News. They just don't do articles like this. This is a big deal. This is a very, very big deal, much bigger than just the words may seem. At the same time today, Benjamin Netanyahu addressed a military base there in Israel, actually yesterday, met with the commanders and soldiers, and he vowed total victory to the IDF soldiers. He said, "I reject this pressure that is coming from America and from the Western world. I reject this pressure." I want to ask you a question, friends. Are you rejecting the pressure that's coming from ungodly sources in your life? Don't answer too quickly. Because that's exactly the mechanism that is being used and is going to be increasingly used to drive persecution against Christians in America. In fact, I have an entire chapter in the new book dealing with pressure, the power of pressure. Oh, and we don't have a clue, really, what that looks like yet in this country. As I was indicating earlier concerning those who would like to participate as, shall we say, God's hand extended and his partners of this ministry to help get that message concerning a wooing and a warning of the church and Christians around the world, and particularly in America, you can do that by becoming a very direct partner with us in this effort. For $250, now, we will put your name on a list to receive the first 10 books. Those who give that will receive 10 books of the initial printing of When Persecution Comes. The purpose of those books is not to sell them. The purpose of those books is to give them out, to get them in the hands of people that the Holy Spirit directs you to give to. People who, you know, you don't want to just cast them before swine, but you want to get them out there to people who might be receptive. You want to give them out to your pastor, give it to your parachurch leader, to your Sunday school leader, to the small group leaders of your church. You might even want to use it and suggest to your pastor to use it in the small groups of your church, because every chapter is followed by very provocative questions to help God's people massage these issues. I can't think of anything that would be more relevant than a small group dealing with this book for, say, 3 months or 6 months. It's going to be 24 chapters, so you make the decision. But it's perfect for that. Talk about discussion. You're going to have enough discussion to last until Jesus comes. So, $250 to Save America Ministries. You're not buying books. You're helping to get the message out. That's what we're doing. And so we'll get the books to you, and you will give them as the Holy Spirit gives you inspiration and direction. Now, it may be that you want to do more than that. Several have said, you know, I want to participate to the level of $500, so we'll send you 20 books then. In $250 increments, you can do $750, you could do $1,000, that would be 40 books. You make the decision, and I think the Lord will bless you as a result because you're getting out his message for such a time as this. A lot of people say, well, what can I do? Well, this is something you can definitely do. It doesn't even take that much effort. Not compared to writing the book anyway, but it would be a huge benefit to us to get this message out. And I hope you'll avail yourself of it. You can write a check to Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia 23255. You're writing a check at $5 for postage and handling. Or, excuse me, I'm sorry, make sure you put on the check Persecution Project. Persecution Project. Or you can call us at 1-800-SAVE-USA and we'll sign you up that way with credit card, or you can go on the website saveus.org where there's a special place where you can make your gift and contribution and commitment there. All right, so much for that. We go back to Israel and the power of pressure that is now coming. It's major pressure, friends. Israel and her leadership are in a total pressure cooker. A total pressure cooker. And a pressure cooker raises the heat so as to cook your potatoes or whatever else you put in there much more quickly. That's why the heat's being raised on Israel. To accomplish what the Gentile nations want to do to achieve their power will be better.
Have you ever considered what the early church was like? Many people are developing a heart longing for greater fulfillment in our practices as Christians. A recent study showed 53,000 people a week are leaving the back door of America's churches in frustration. What is going on? Why has there not been even a 1% gain among followers of Christ in the last 25 years? Could it be that God is seeking to restore first century Christianity for the 21st century? Jesus said, I'll build my church. Is Christ by his Spirit stirring to prepare the church for the 21st century? The early church prayed together and broke bread from house to house. They were family, and it was said by all who observed, behold how they love one another. Incredible.
But the same can be found right now. Go to saveus.org and click Sell Church. We can revive first century Christianity for the 21st century.
It's about people, not programs. It's about a body, not a building.
That's saveus.org. Click Sell Church.
Somebody might be asking themselves, well, do you believe that we should agree and support everything that Israel does? No, I don't. But you and I are not called to be the judge and jury. That's God's business. You see, God is the one that called them. Therefore, he is the one who will judge them. Now, we can disagree with a policy. We can disagree with a lot of things. I disagree with the fact that Tel Aviv is overrun with the practice of homosexuality. I disagree with the fact that they have the Pride Parade running through Jerusalem once a year. I disagree with a lot of things. Israel has its own liberal agenda, radically liberal agenda, radically ungodly agenda, because there are many, many ungodly people in Israel, Jewish people. They still rebel against God, as they always have, and just as Americans do and always have. But there's a remnant. God has decided to preserve a remnant of both Jew and Gentile who will honor him and walk in the salvation of Jesus Christ. It's going to be a slim remnant of Jew and Gentile. But until then, we are not to carry on exercises of vengeance toward the Jewish people. And we have to be very careful what our motivation is in disagreeing. Is it a matter of power politics? Is it a matter of envy? What is it that causes us to react or respond to different people, whether it be Israel or anyone else? Motivations from God's viewpoint are just as important as the actions. They really are. Because man looks on the outward appearance and God looks on the heart, right? So, here we have Israel having been unprovoked, attacked. They were already under a ceasefire on October 7th, October 6th. There was no warfare. It was already a ceasefire. So who broke the ceasefire? Hamas. So why should the world be putting pressure on Israel to make nice with Hamas when Hamas has already decreed the destruction of Israel without any reservations whatsoever? There's only one reason. Well, I take that back. There are two reasons. One is political pressure to accomplish an agenda that the Gentile world has in mind to how to solve and bring peace in the Middle East. But the overarching reason is the power of envy. You see, it may be difficult for us to understand this, and I write an entire chapter dealing with this subject, because it goes to one of the premier driving forces of persecution, envy. Did you know that it was envy that sold Joseph, a type of Christ, into Egypt by his own brethren, the children of Israel? They sold him into Egypt, slavery, and they were going to kill him. In other words, the children of Israel were not nice and sweet and kindly people. These were the descendants of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Jacob being the grandson of Abraham, these were his sons. And through envy, they sold one of their brothers into slavery. 1,500 years later or so, they sold Jesus into slavery to the Roman government. It was the religious leaders, the children of Israel, the Sanhedrin, the 71 elders of Israel who sold Jesus into the hands of Caesar. They said, "We have no king but Caesar." And Pontius Pilate saw through it all. It was all a charade. And he said it was but for envy that they brought him. They chose to have Barabbas rather than Jesus the Messiah. Why? It had nothing to do with Jesus and his message. It had to do with the fact that they felt that his message was so powerful and that his life was so powerful that it was jeopardizing their place and power with the people and with Rome. And they said so in so many words. Envy. It was envy that caused the Apostle Paul to be attacked everywhere he went by the Jewish people. And they, that is the elders of the Jews in the various places that he went, stirred up the people, both Jew and Gentile, to attack the Apostle Paul. It specifically says it was for envy. The same spirit stirred up the elders of Israel against Peter and John. And the same spirit, friends, will stir up the spirit of the world, whether Jew or Gentile, against true followers of Jesus Christ in these end times. And against Israel now, because Israel is despised as an alien in this world, just as the prophet foretold. Way back in Numbers chapter 24, Balaam the prophet said Israel would not be recognized among the nations. In other words, would not be accepted. Israel keeps striving to be accepted, wants to be accepted into the EU, into NATO, and all of this, wants to be part, wanted a king, just like all the rest of the world. God said, no, you just rejected me. You see, that's really our problem. This pressure that's coming on Israel is also coming on Christians. The pressure that is coming on Jewish people through anti-Semitism worldwide is coming on Gentile believers. That's why this book needs to be written, needs to get out quickly when persecution comes. Preparing our hearts for perilous times. Friends, the perilous times are here, and pressure is what is building up in our world. It's building up against Israel. Benjamin Netanyahu says, I reject this pressure. That's political pressure he's talking about. I was just talking about spiritual pressure. But it comes in the form of politics. It comes in the form of economics. It comes in all different forms. It comes in different cans, shall we speak. Pick your poison. Whichever one is going to do the job, that's the one that's being picked by the world. And now we're in a time in which Israel has become a strange astonishment in the eyes of the nations, just as Israel National News has declared this very day. Just as the ancient prophets foretold was going to take place. So again, we can go back to Psalm 2. Why do the heathen or the nations rage? And the people imagine a vain and foolish thing. Well, to them, it's not vain or foolish because this is who they are. They're so filled with envy and the poison of asps against Israel. I said asps, A-S-P-S, serpents. They're so filled with envy, which is a poison, that they will do anything they can to alienate Israel. Just like they will do anything they can to alienate true followers of Jesus Christ. I'm not talking about church growers. You can drive your car, whatever it is, into a church, and it doesn't make it a Christian. You could even install some sort of an AI speaker system in your Mustang and drive it into your church building and have it declare that, make a confession of faith, and it still doesn't make it a Christian. Confession may be good for the soul, but you've got to live the life of Christ. That's why Jesus said, unless you're willing to take up your cross daily, you can't even be my disciple. Now, with Israel, you see, Israel, there's a twofold level or layer here that we're talking about. We're talking about a geopolitical layer with regard to defending against Hamas and elections and so on. But then there's a spiritual layer. God uses the geopolitical in order to accomplish his spiritual purposes. And so, when this headline comes out in Israel National News today, Israel, a strange astonishment in the eyes of the nations, all this is saying is, this is admitting that what God said was going to happen, the rejection of the people that he chose, not because they were so great, not because they were so wonderful. He didn't choose you to follow him because you were so great, because you were so wonderful and so cool. No. He chose you because he chose you. Now the question is, what are you going to do with the choosing? God chose Israel, but not all Israel is Israel. In other words, as the Apostle Paul said, they are not all Israel that be Israel, but they are Israel which are circumcised in the heart and not just in the flesh. In other words, just because you're a physical descendant of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob doesn't make you a true Israelite from God's perspective spiritually. A true Israelite will follow Jesus Christ, who was the only obedient Israelite that ever lived. That's the spiritual. But behind the spiritual is the geopolitical. The nations are going to reject Israel and are. They are all coalescing against Israel, including now the U.S. that claims, even Chuck Schumer and Joe Biden are continuing to profess their supreme love and support for Israel. Not. No, they're not. Is there just words? They're just words. No, they have a supreme lust for power. That's what they have. They think that they have the right to control Israel. They don't really value the democratic system. They only value it to the extent they can manipulate it for their own purposes of power. That's what Chuck Schumer and Joe Biden are all about. And you know what? The same thing could be called for Republicans. You see, we're all people. God has called us to be a separate people unto himself. As the scripture says, as he which has called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation. In other words, in all the expressions of our lives. I hope this has been somewhat helpful here today. We don't want to cross any more red lines, friends, and we certainly don't want to cross any red lines with God, do we? The pressure is mounting both on Christians and Jews. Let's stand, and having done all to stand, having our loins girt about with truth. You can pray for Mr. Netanyahu. You can pray for the peace of Jerusalem. But be prepared to stand, and even if necessary, stand alone.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Grismire. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.